This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Assuming the weather cooperates, and yes, I know that is far from a sure thing this winter, but assuming it does, we are not far from what's called in certain parts of the Northeast sugar season. That magical week or two when temperatures are just right, a little bit below freezing at night, a little above freezing during the day, when the sap runs and we eventually get maple syrup. Sugar Season is also the name of a new book about the maple syrup industry by Doug Wynot. He followed Bruce Bascom around for a while to write it. Bruce is the owner of Bascom Maple Farms up in Alstead, New Hampshire. They are both on the line today. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Yep, good to be here also.
Doug, let me start with you and ask you why you wrote a book about maple syrup.
Sure. Some of my previous research for another book took me to the Bascom Maple Farm, where I learned that Bruce was the biggest maple syrup producer in New Hampshire. They now make 1/4 of all the syrup produced in New Hampshire. I went to Bascom Maple Farms and talked to Bruce, and he talked about the industry at length. And then I asked if I could go out into the woods with his workers and watch them tap trees. By then, I'd begun to think that this was a very interesting business and industry, and I decided to stay and to observe and talk for as long as I could. That ended up being 3 years.
Bruce, set the scene for me. When the sap is running and you've got people out in the woods putting all these spouts in trees, what does it look like? What does it sound like?
A typical maple tree usually only flows about, if he had a sap bucket, it would do about 10 gallons of sap. So a single spout tree, you might make only 1/4 maple syrup, because usually it's about 40 gallons of sap to 1 gallon of maple syrup.
Wow.
Under the newer technology nowadays with vacuum tubing, a lot of times people are getting twice as much sap.
When so you say vacuum tubing, are you guys actually sucking the sap out of the tree? Is it negative pressure and all that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we have 5/16 plastic tubing that runs into a larger pipe, like 3/4 inch, 1 inch, and so forth, and eventually down the bottom of a mountain into a single large tanks. So we might have 5,000 trees that go to one spot that a truck comes and pumps over the sap and then drives back to the sugar house for the boiling process.
So if you got five, I don't even know how many trees you have under production, but how many miles of pipe is that you're dealing with?
That's a good question. We have about 80,000 taps, so that's going to be 20 feet per tap. So I guess that's about 300 miles of pipe.
Wow. That's crazy.
Roughly. It's a lot of walking in snowshoes.
It's a lot of walking in snowshoes, I bet. Doug, there are, in fact, even geopolitics in the maple syrup thing. I mean, the Canadians and the Quebecois and black markets and everything.
Yeah, there are geopolitics involved. Quebec produces about 70 to 80% of the world supply of maple syrup. And they have an organization called the Quebec Federation of Maple Syrup Producers, consisting of about 7,200 producers. And the federation effectively controls the world price of syrup. And, of course, there's going to be a black market which attempts to circumvent the rules of the federation. But the federation stabilized the world's price of syrup and sets the world price of syrup.
You go back 20 years ago, the price would rise by 50 to 100% over 3 years, and it'd get too high and wouldn't sell well, and then it would drop by 40, 50% and get too low, and everybody would run short, and it would seesaw up and down. It's been relatively stable in Canadian dollars for about 7 or 8 years. The only thing difference, of course, is the currency fluctuations.
I will say this not to be pejorative at all, but have you heard of OPEC and oil? It sort of sounds a little similar. I don't know.
It is a little similar. There's a global strategic reserve of maple syrup.
No, there's not. Is there really?
Yes, there is. And they call it the surplus. The maple syrup production depends on weather. And if there are some uncooperative winters, the surplus is there for producers to rely on to fill their orders.
Sounds like there's 1,000 ways to lose your shirt in this business, Bruce.
Well, the weather sometimes is a problem, but right now the market is expanding and consumption is growing by about 10% per year, and production is also growing by about 10% per year.
I'll tell you what, though, when I go to the store and I look for the good, the actual maple syrup stuff as opposed to the, you know, sugar water stuff or whatever it is, you know, you get the good grade A stuff and it is not cheap on store shelves.
Well, of course, everybody thinks they make the very best and want the highest price.
Of course. Bruce Bascom runs Bascom Maple Farms. Douglas Wynot wrote a book about it. It's called The Sugar Season. Gentlemen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you.